1992.
Okay, that's a different one. Not sure. We have a an agreement between all the countries. You know, a lot of countries signed on. The idea was to not put mass destruction weapons into space, and also to an agreement where nobody could claim the moon or an asteroid for that matter. And that was the 1967 Space Accord. Back to you, Charlie.
68.
Off by 1 year? I don't know. Yeah, really? Getting past the witching hour. Charlie, thanks for all your questions and information as well. So, looking forward to a couple of flights coming up. And we're looking to find out what happens with this hurricane. Is it going to foul things up? Is it going to delay things? They don't have too much damage. Life, of course, is important. I think it's looks like it's hitting. I don't know. I saw it a couple of hours ago. It looked like Tampa was in the way of this thing. Possible three when it goes on shore, and it looked like, according to the Weather Channel, on the other side on the Atlantic, it's a one. Hope it doesn't circle back and come here. Anyway. 73 to everybody. We'll try to be on tomorrow night with the Club InfoNet Club Swap and Shop and Newsline after that. So now we're going to turn it over to Roy. Thanks, Roy, for letting us do this. We'll be back next week if we can. AC2GS WS2N for the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy. Get off RF and get back onto All-Star. Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, that was the idea. Unfortunately, it failed. I just rebooted the All-Star. Like I said, I probably have to reboot the whole computer, and it just takes too long to do it during the technical net. Anyway, our Rebels now are done. Thank you, Paul, as always, for all that you do for the SpaceNet report, all that you do for the technical net, and all that you do for the club. In general, we all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. Please come back next Sunday when we'll try and do it all over again. As always, I like to end by repeating some taglines. Dick K2RIW used to end his technical nets with advice to be kind to each other. I usually like to mention good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. Keep your mind open, but not open wide enough that your brain might fall off. Out. Anyway, stay safe, be well. Think about that COVID booster vaccine. It probably would be a good idea, but if you have any qualms, discuss it with your own physician. And for those people out there who will be practicing Yom Kippur, have an easy fast. Everyone, have a great week, and please come back next Sunday when we do this all over again. And I will be clear, AC2GS, after I say, as per usual, Slava Ukraina.
Okay, 73, Roy, and I heard Charlie in there for, you double with him. That's okay. I know you don't hear him because he's not on All Star right now, but very good, Roy. Have a good night, and let me just drop it for a second, and then we'll go over to more time. All right, we'll catch you next week, if not sooner, Roy. Charlie, go ahead. Before I sign, you were saying something about Virgin. Galactic.
And I was going to tease you and say, hey, the tickets only cost $600,000 each. Would you buy me one with a window seat?
Absolutely. As long as you get me a ticket for the first orbital flight, and I'm sure that's probably about $50 million. I'm not kidding. It costs NASA like roughly $50 million or more per seat when they launch people up to the space station.
I'm just joking, Paul.
Yeah, I wish you could be one of those guys. Oh, yeah, what are you doing this weekend? I'm taking a ride on Virgin Galactic. Well, what's the cost? You know, around $500,000 or $600,000. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I think there's an imbalance in the economics of the country. Have a good night, Charlie. I hope we'll catch you next week. And let's see, 7 days from now, you'll still be here, right? I think you'll be here next week, right?
Yes, you'll speak to me next week, and I'll enjoy that. Until then, enjoy your week. Bye.
Okay, 73, you too. WS2 unclear.